An Indiana couple is getting some welcome attention as they finish a quest to eat at every Cracker Barrel in the nation. The Lebanon-based restaurant chain has 645 restaurants in nearly every state. Ray and Wilma Yoder have been to all but one. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has their story.
Every table at every Cracker Barrel has three things: a menu with the specials, a kerosene lamp, and the peg game.
Okay, to begin with, this hole here is empty. Always one of the corner ones that starts off the easy way to do it.
Ray Yoder is eating an early dinner with his wife of 60 years at the first Cracker Barrel he ever visited near Opryland. The triangle-shaped board has 15 small holes with colorful golf tees in them, except for one which remains empty.
You go this way, and then you go this way. Move number two, move number three. There's your diamond.
Like a one-man game of checkers, the goal is to empty the board by jumping one peg over the other. Yoder moves quickly, without missing a beat.
And this one here, I call him the home run slugger, grand slammer. Now the bases are ready to all be cleaned up and it's over with.
He beats the game in less than 45 seconds, and because he is a showman, he ends a perfect game with the last peg in the same space that was originally empty.
Well, I've played it for 25 years. I'd come in, and while I wait, I would do this and entertain myself here until the food came.
It was the 70s, and Yoder was working for the RV company, traveling the country delivering campers, while his wife Wilma cared for their children on their farm in Indiana. Ray says the first visit to Cracker Barrel he remembers happened while he was staying at the Opryland Hotel for a convention. He walked next door for a meal. From the rocking chairs on the front porch to the taste of the potato casserole, he says it felt familiar.
The food was good, just like at home, and just started to really enjoy it.
That was important, because he wasn't home often. In 3 decades, he says he traveled more than 5 million miles, often driving from the east to the west coast in the same week. When he got lonely, he says he'd look for the familiar brown and yellow sign off the interstate. After their kids were grown, Wilma joined him on the road, though she wasn't quite as passionate about the project as her husband.
I kind of left it up to him and followed him, and I liked it. I always liked to go along, so we just traveled together.
They hit most of the locations on the interstate while traveling for work. On their own time, they'd find Cracker Barrels off the beaten path. They didn't just drive by either. They made sure to stop and buy something at every location, even if just a coffee or a souvenir. After half of his life on the road, Ray finally retired in 2003. But he had to keep his Cracker Barrel quest going. He seems to love experiences that can turn into a great story. Like that one time he was on The Price is Right.
I was two numbers off in getting the new van.
Or when he got to shake Ronald Reagan's hand at a convention in the 80s.
That was quite a thing.
Or the fact that he was ranked as the third best table tennis player in Indiana in the 60s.
That didn't take a whole lot. We're a small state.
And the reason he was in Nashville this summer was to compete in a national checkers tournament. It wasn't until a few years ago that Cracker Barrel found out about the Yoders. Spokeswoman Brianna Strazel says Ray documented most of their visits.
This is his traveling notebook that he has all the Cracker Barrels like checked off that he's been to.
She holds up a binder full of maps, notes, and receipts from 644 restaurant visits. That's one of three since they started keeping track in the 80s. Strazel now talks to Ray every week. She tells him when a new restaurant is opening ahead of time so they can get on the road. They like to be there for the ribbon cutting. But even as the company has opened new locations, the Yoders have caught up. There's just one more restaurant left in Oregon to complete the journey, which they're getting ready to visit. Then what?
Maybe it's time to stay home then.
Maybe. But if it's up to Wilma's husband, probably not.
Yeah, we probably won't stay home much because traveling's always been in our blood and we just do it.
Really, Ray Yoder doesn't want to finish. He's hoping by the time they get to Oregon, Cracker Barrel will have new restaurants to visit so they can get back on the road. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.